Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sean Pendergast is going to give his reaction to the John Lopez NFL bracket. He's got some hot takes steaming. Me and him actually disagree. We might have a little Digger Phelps, Dick Vitale disagreement here in an hour right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate the call as always. Shout out to all the loopholes. Shout out to all the people returning to school following spring break. This is the worst Monday of the year.
It's worse than the first day of school because you're excited the first day of school.
Yeah, you're excited the first day of school.
Got your new clothes. You're going to be finally make that move on that girl you've been thinking about all summer.
If we power rank the worst days of the year in perspective for students, this is number one because all you're doing now, and the teachers too, it sucks for the teachers too because all the teachers are doing now is the fall breaks over, the winter breaks over, spring breaks over. All they have to look forward to is summer, and it seems like it's so far away. So we feel your pain. My mom was a former teacher, so trust me. I know how you're feeling, teachers, and I know how you're feeling, students, because you're probably hungover, too, because you maximized your break with some St. Paddy's Day. But we're here for you
and
on In the Loop.
Real quick, shout-out to everyone involved with that Deer Park fire that I see out of this window still raging. Smoke just covering the entire city. Y'all stay low, man. Change those air filters. Be careful. Don't breathe too deeply. And everyone involved in taking care of that fire or trying to take care of the fire, God bless you guys, too.
Yeah, we had some discussion about these rankings of since 2000, and there's been 28 new coaches in the AFC East along with Bill Belichick and the other teams. The Bills were out of the playoffs for nearly 20 years. The Dolphins had a playoff drought as well. It's the worst division in football. I looked up an article that he was talking about, and it did include the Patriots. And now he's saying since 2008. So I'm just supposed to eliminate 8 years of data in the Bill Belichick era. So
sure.
let's just go ahead and cut half off there.
That says something about numbers, though. You can do anything with them.
We always appreciate it, but let me stick to the stats and let OG stick to OG in. But you're always welcome to call in 713-572-4610. This week marks the start of one of the most prestigious events in all of American sports. It is March Madness. It's the NCAA tournament. And, John, I know you have some reasons why this tournament is so great.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the reasons that you say it's great, I think it's a little bit of an average sporting event at this point. But we'll go through those right now, right here on Sports Radio 610. Give me the reasons why you believe March Madness is still one of the best.
It just is, you know, but for a number, I gave five reasons. And I think the biggest thing you have to realize about March Madness and on why this week is so important is because the sweeping takeaway to me is it takes us all back to what sports is supposed to be. I mean, and I've got five reasons
according
why.
According to who?
According to me. I mean, you just asked me, and I gave you my opinion earlier. Here's why, all right? Foremost, it's a bracket. You earn it. It's an invitational. What even the worst T-ball player ever has seen a bracket pinned to the message board at the little fields that they play at. All the way through high school, brackets matter. Brackets are what makes it like a touchstone to your youth. That's number one.
I'm going to counter every point after you, Drew.
All right. I mean, you won't do a good job of it, but you actually, and plus you earn the right to play here. This isn't just an open tournament that you get in. Number two, it is the epitome of that youthful exuberance and pageantry. I mean, the way it's packaged in the stadium, on TV, you know, cheerleaders, emotion, the looks on the faces, the colors, the brand names. It's just something like when you're at a high school pep rally or in your high school basketball or football game or whatever. Three is an important one, why this is such a big tournament for the country. And you actually said it's kind of like overrated, which you're the first person I've ever heard say that.
Now, there were some people on the text line that agreed it's a little bit overrated.
It's an underdog story. Year in, year out, the NCAA tournament is an underdog story. You don't always, and what makes it even better is you don't even always know who the underdog is going to be, what that underdog is that you're going to cheer for. But you're going to sit in front of your TV, or you're going to be at a bar, you're going to be at, you know, Twin Peaks or wherever, and you're going to, you know, by the way, you can join us on Thursday at Twin Peaks to watch some of these games.
Blonde beer, the best.
You're going to pull a lager, you're going to put it in front of you, you're going to order some wings, you're going to sit in front of that TV, and you're going to have no idea who you're going to cheer rabidly for, but you are going to cheer rabidly for someone. By and large, because it's an underdog story. Every sports movie in history is an underdog story. Every single one.
The ones that weren't really underdog stories in real life.
Has some sort of an underdog.
Remember, the Titans won every game by 5 freaking touchdowns, and they made them into underdogs.
But it was an underdog because they were discriminated against.
So ridiculous.
Every single...
Come on, man.
What?
Is that they were.
Incorrect?
No, they
is
were.
That incorrect?
They were. But it was kind of weird, and I was just glad to see the Remember Titans. I'm going on a tangent now.
Yeah. Number
Since
four.
When is it an advantage to have black dudes on your football team? Come on, Remember the Titans. Be a little bit more realistic.
Number four, you don't have to be an expert to enjoy it. You know, I'm no college basketball expert. I probably am compared to the average Joe, but not compared to, like, real college basketball experts. But I enjoy every game.
They fake it.
A lot of them fake it. And you can just be anyone and enjoy it because you have the pool in your office and all the other things I just mentioned. And then the last one, I think, is also a very important reason that this is such a great tournament.
Número cinco.
It's the highest level of competition without petty rivalry and vitriol. And by that, I mean we live in an era now of sports where everybody hates each other, and they'll tell you about it to your face.
Usually on the computer.
Or on a laptop or on a phone. They'll storm out of a game and won't shake your hand. They'll throw tantrums. They'll get fined. Fans will act like idiots. They'll use racial slurs, or they'll just call you a dummy, or they hate you because of the team that you cheer for. But in the NCAA tournament, something special happens. Teams play their asses off. It gets really, really competitive. And then it's like you shake hands. Nobody really feels that bad when you're eliminated, unless you're like the favorite and you lose. You know, that small circle of fans will. But I'm saying it's like after the season, after the tournament, everybody's like, man, we had a good season. We made the NCAA tournament. They hang a banner for your loss, you know? They hang a banner in your arena for your loss. There are a lot of special, unique things about the NCAA tournament that just make it such a great event.
6938 on the text line says, it is so, all caps on the so, overrated. Bracketology is like throwing a dart at the wall. I could care less what Warren Buffett or Barack Obama's bracket look like. Oh, and I could care less about John's old man River top five about the tourney. Damn.
That's fine.
Shots fired.
But there's a couple of hundred million people that disagree with you.
Lowest ratings that they've had in 9 years last year.
Okay, just 100 million people disagree with you.
Let me counter.
So you're right, and 100 million people are wrong.
First of all, I'm going to be posted up and watching the NCAA tournament. I'm a sports geek, so I'm going to watch it. Mm-hmm. But this is the problem that I have with the NCAA tournament. If we're just talking about the best sporting events in America, okay? So I'm not saying that it's not a big deal. What I'm saying is that there are other sporting events that are much bigger than the NCAA tournament. And I'll just tell you why. Your reason number one, it's not about sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the bracket. That's my thing. Like, you talk about this, like, I don't think this is about the actual sporting event. And to me, if I'm going to talk about how great a sporting event is, I want it to be because of what's actually on the court or the field. People don't care about college basketball all year. I know that the bracket adds to it, but I don't feel like a lot of people who are really interested in this are actually interested in the actual games themselves. I think they watch snippets. I think as soon as they find out there's 2 minutes left and this team's losing by one, they tune in. But I don't think very many people post up in front of the TV for the entire game and are looking forward to just one game. That's my debate about the sport event itself.
I don't think you could be more wrong. I mean, how many times we walk down these aisles, these hallways, and some sales girl who has no interest in, or guy, interest in any sports whatsoever, and especially college basketball, says, hey, did Bradley win?
Yeah, because why of the bracket.
Exactly.
But she's having to ask you.
Yeah.
Like if it was
but
a,
she's
but
invested
a,
in it.
But if it was a, I know, she, but she's not actually watching it, so it can't
well,
be that great
work.
Of it. Yeah, well, she's at work, but I'm just saying, like, she has to. She doesn't care about the actual game. She cares about if she got it right on her bracket.
And
so
that's what makes
it. Sporting
that's kind of my point. That's what makes it so special. Like, everybody gets invested.
Your reason number two why the NCAA tournament
it's
is so
the
great.
The epitome of youthful exuberance and pageantry.
I can't disagree with that. You said you have to earn the right to be in the tournament. It's not really an exclusive right, though. Like, you have to earn the right to be in the NBA playoffs, and there's only a certain amount of people that do that. In college football, you have to earn the right to be in the playoff, and there's not very many people that do that. I get that you have to earn the right, but there's 70 teams or 68 teams that make it, so it's really not that much of an exclusive right.
But see, I also think that adds to the pageantry and exuberance because...
Tomato, tomato.
Because Yale is on the same footing right now as Duke. And Abilene Christian is in the same is going to be literally on the same floor as Kentucky.
But I don't think that's fair, man.
They had the right to earn it, and they won it. They won the chance to play in this tournament.
I just don't think a team that has a good regular season like Duke should have to all of a sudden be a loss away to ACU or whoever from being out. I don't like that. I get why you do.
But it's a tournament.
Oh, but man, it just seems like it's,
and by
it's
the way,
too fluky for
I'll give you that number again.
I
think it's 285-1 all time, this number one seeds.
Yeah.
Only lost one.
Yeah, Virginia last year was the team that lost. Number three, the reason that you said the NCAA tournament was so great.
It's an underdog story.
This is however you feel. I get why people like the underdogs, but I feel like I see that story every year. I don't feel like there's very many. Like, I feel like the underdog story in the NCAA tournament is the same every year. I don't feel like it changes very much. Like, the location might change, but for the most part, this small school that has this amount of people beat this powerhouse program, and you hear that. I don't feel like there's enough unique storylines in it.
Well, my point is that's exactly why it is so. It never gets smaller, and it's only going to get bigger. Because people will watch that same story over and over and over and over again. Just like you said earlier, you know, that you've watched Scarface 100 times. You know the ending. You know the story.
Dude,
but
why
you
was
watch
he so
it,
creepy with his sister?
But you
movie,
watch
man.
It every single time.
You think they hooked up, Figgy?
He had a thing for her, that's for sure.
You think Tony hooked up with him? What was the deal? You don't think he hooked up with his sister?
I don't know, man.
No, every time I watch it, I feel like he might have.
But that's my point. Yes, it's an underdog story. Yes, it's the same story every year. And yes, it stays great.
Reason number four that you had, you don't have to be an expert to enjoy it. Can't disagree with that. Yeah. I'm not just going to disagree just to disagree. I can't. That is the good thing is that you don't have to watch college basketball all year to just hop in and get involved in this and enjoy it. Right. I agree with that. But I will say... If I don't care about this sport for the majority of the season and then all of a sudden I watch, is it really that big of an event? I get what you're saying, but I'll give you that one. Number five, you said there's no pettiness. This is the one that I agree with you the most on because I think as great as sports are, and I think sports are probably the best thing in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, best thing in the world. They unite us to
they
a
do
certain
everything,
point and
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Where, like, if people from different backgrounds can come together, talk about sports, and people who don't even watch sports have hot takes about sports, and they feel like they have to have an opinion about it. That's why we're lucky enough to have this job, and there's not as much pettiness. I think of all the sporting events, I think it's turned into now where you say it unites us, but a lot of times I think it's because of the internet. It also kind of divides us, where a lot of times we're arguing. I feel like because people don't watch college basketball all year, they don't have as much of a hot take during the tournament, and they're basically just looking to enjoy it for some reason. Why am I watching this?
And even the number one seeds are just happy to be there.
This unites. You know? This is the sporting event that unites the country more than any other sporting event. You could say the Olympics, but that's only once every four years.
Yeah, no, you're right.
But this unites the country more than any other sporting event. It's the only time where there's not like real crazy passion. Of course, unless you go to like Kentucky or something like that or whatever. Right. But around here, you're just watching it just to enjoy it.
And I think that's where it separates itself from what we've become as a society, you know, just in terms of sports. And we see it every day. I mean, fist fights at T-ball games and all this other stuff. But somehow, some way in the NCAA...
T-ball?
You've seen the video.
Not at T-ball. Really? Well, I've seen it at wrestling.
I'll Google it.
If you're fighting at T-ball, you deserve a life sentence in jail.
You've seen all those videos, though. Girls' soccer games.
Now, if it's coach pitch, I'll let it slide. But if you're fighting at T-ball, you need a life sentence.
But you get my point. And something happens. The little magic dust is sprinkled over the NCAA tournament, and it's just pure old-fashioned sports, and sportsmanship is a big part of it, and everybody walks away with a smile on their face, even after the loss is ultimately.
Can I give you the two most overrated things about the NCAA tournament?
Hit me.
I can already see you throwing up in your mouth here.
What?
And we're talking about the good and bad.
The song?
Of,
I'm not
of
a big
one
fan
of, biggest...
of the song.
Thank you, John.
I'm not a big fan.
I'm
of...
glad you didn't look at these notes. The buildup to one shining moment at the end is the corniest. That is ridiculous that gets hyped up as much as it is. At the end of the tournament, they play one shining moment and they show the highlights of everything. And that's supposed to be like the anticipation of like a George Strait. You would think that it was George Strait at the rodeo last night closing it down with how much they build up to this one shining moment. It's a highlight package with an old ass song in it. It's what, Luther Vandross, right?
Is it?
Or is it Marvin Gaye?
No, it's neither of those.
Race car!
Who is it? It's not either of
Who
those.
Who sings One Shining Moment?
I'll look.
Yeah, look that up. I think you might be wrong, and you might have to RC yourself.
Yeah?
Who is it?
It is Luther Vandross.
Okay, see, I was right. Yeah. So hit him.
Yeah, but you didn't know.
Race car!
So hit him.
I said Luther Vandross or Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, why'd you say that?
Race car!
The bottom line is, the one thing we can agree on, the buildup to that, acting like I'm supposed to sit. First of all, the freaking championship game, for whatever reason, the last few years, starts at like 8:40.
Yeah, I know. That's bad.
They started the game at 8:40. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to stay up till 12 so I can watch a highlight package with freaking Luther Vandross singing One Shining Moment? It's a joke. That's the most overrated thing. This is another thing that drives me crazy.
What's the other
one? I know you're going to talk. You're going to try to talk me out of this one, but I don't believe. I don't think you should do this. Okay. I don't think you should cut down the nets just for making the Final Four, especially if you're Duke, Kentucky, or UNC. Like, I don't feel like that should be celebrated.
That's an interesting take.
And this is the same. Like, I make fun of baseball teams when they do like 20 champagne celebrations during a run. I think it's a little bit ridiculous, but I just don't see why me, as somebody who watches college basketball, I know that Coach K and Duke have the best program in basketball.
Mm-hmm.
I know that they get the best players. I know they get more one-and-dones that a year from now are going to be in the NBA all the time. Am I really supposed to act like Duke winning four games over whoever the hell they beat warrants Coach K crawling up a ladder and cutting down a freaking net? It should matter of a championship. Do I sit here like, do people who make the college football playoff all of a sudden say, you know what, we made the CFP? No, it's basically who won, and the other three are losers. You're losers if you don't do it. But I'm supposed to sit there and count Coach K Final Fours because you had the most talented team. You were a one seed, and you haven't even beat a single one seed to get to the Final Four. It hasn't happened. Worst case scenario, you beat a 16 seed, then you beat a 9, then an 8, then you beat whatever the heck else, then you beat a 2 seed, and I'm supposed to watch this saggy-eyed jamoke, Coach K, go up there, cut down the net, and I'm supposed to celebrate that? Give me a break. It's one thing for like a small school. If U of H wants to cut down the nets and Kelvin Sampson or VCU the year they want it, that's fine. But I'm supposed to sit here and act like Coach K or Roy Williams at UNC, if he hadn't collapsed during the game, going up there and cutting down the net is supposed to be something amazing? Get the hell out of here with that.
How can I put this?
Get the hell out of here with that, Coach
K. You really need to get laid tonight. You really need to get laid tonight. Shout out to Landry's girlfriend. Yeah, you got to take care of my man. He's been in a way all day, man. He's been talking about all the hot whip. Figgy, am I wrong?
He on one today, man.
He's
I don't
on
know
one
what
today.
It is, but
he's
yeah.
backed up, man. He
turn your little fella into a raging beast.
Please, for the love of God, take care of my guy. He's been talking about all the hot women two or three times today, that are coming to town, and he's raiding, engaging them, and all that. And now he's got this. He's a little irritable, if you will. We got to take care of you. Here's the thing on your point on a serious note, Landry. I think there's something to what you said, but not enough to make any changes.
Okay, let me lay this out.
Hold on. Not enough to make any changes. If for no other reason, then it's a tradition, number one.
I don't want to hear about
hold
tradition.
On,
there's a lot of traditions.
It's a tradition, number one. There's three things. That, Number two, it is a championship. You are crowned and you earn a trophy, region, West region champions, East region champions, whatever. And the third one is the most important one of all. What happens if a Duke or a Kentucky or a Carolina or one of the blue blood programs says, nah, we're not going to mess with the Nets?
What they should do.
What happens, though? They'll get destroyed.
If I'm the coach, if I'm Coach K.
They'd get destroyed.
If I'm Coach K, we're not cutting down the Nets to the championship. This is what Duke has to do to get to the Final Four. You got to beat North Dakota State, most likely. Congratulations. Then you got to go ahead and go out there and beat VCU or UCF. Congratulations. Then you have to beat Virginia Tech. Congratulations. Then you have to beat Michigan State. Congratulations. That's not worth cutting down the Nets. It's the stupidest tradition ever, John. But we both are going to be posted up for March Madness, and we'll have those games here at Sports Radio 610. So I hope you so enjoy them. Appreciate you for giving me a shout-out. Maybe I will end the dry spell, too. So thanks for the assist. I'll be thinking of you when it happens, John. Landry Locker, John Lopez in the loop, Figgy Fig keeping us on the air. The most entertaining beef in sports between two Texas natives has finally come to a close. We'll tell you what that is next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.